From the newsroom at news.com.au.
G'day there, I'm Andrew Bucklow, and this is the latest from the newsroom. It's Thursday, the 15th of February. Well, Australian MPs have voted in favour of a motion to urge the US and UK to allow Julian Assange to return home to Australia. The motion was introduced by Independent MP Andrew Wilkie.
And I acknowledge in this place there's a range of views. There are people that loathe the man. There are people who worship the man. But I tell you what, no matter which end of that spectrum you are positioned, just about everyone agrees this has gone on too long.
Anthony Albanese and his cabinet members supported the motion, while opposition leader Peter Dutton voted no. Moving on, lawyers for Terence Kelly, the man who abducted Cleo Smith in 2021, are appealing his 13-year sentence. They want his jail term slashed, saying it was too excessive and that it didn't take into account his childhood disadvantage and trauma. Overseas now, in Indonesia has elected a new president. Prabowo Subianto, a former army general, has claimed victory in the election. Now, Mr. Subianto has a somewhat checkered past. He's been accused of human rights abuses and was dismissed from the military in the 90s over accusations he ordered the abduction of democracy activists. To sport now, Australia has won its first swimming gold at the World Aquatic Championships in Doha, with Sam Williamson winning the 50-metre breaststroke.
Really lost for words, I think. You know, 18 months ago, I watched this race from the couch at home. Just to get a chance to race these guys, I mean, they're my heroes, so.
Australia is currently second on the medal tally behind China. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like choose the harder option, because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.
To celebrity news, well, it's finally happened. Taylor Swift has arrived in Australia. Her private jet touched down in Melbourne just after midnight with the singer to kick off her tour at the MCG tomorrow night. Meanwhile, Jason Kelce, the brother of Taylor's boyfriend Travis, has revealed what it was like watching the Super Bowl in a private suite with the singer.
I think it was my first really understanding kind of some of the things that she has to deal with on a lot of bases, because there are so many star-studded people there. Where it's like, dude, everybody wants to come see her, but the suite's only so big. And it's like, it was overwhelming, to be honest with you.
That audio from the New Heights podcast. All right, that's the latest from the newsroom. We'll be back with another update soon.
Follow or subscribe to From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcasts.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.